So when you're talking about safe, tell me a bit more about safe. Safe from what? And what makes it?
I think it's safe from everything in their life, and even themselves. The trauma that they have experienced is really linked to perhaps negative relationships. Now, a negative relationship can cause a lot of damage to someone. So we think that a positive relationship will put it right. To feel safe means that you can go to sleep at night, because when you're on the street, you can't close your eyes, because the traumas that you experience come back. And that's why you may need the alcohol and the drugs to try and depress those feelings, because they haven't got medication. To be able to go to bed at night and sleep and know that there are team members there, if you needed anything, is really, we find that they're exhausted when they first come in because they have had no sleep.
So imagine it, if you needed to have a drink to get up in the morning, you're to take away the terrors in your head, in your mind, then they can't access anywhere because they've had a drink. Because a lot of places will say, no, you can't come in because you've been drinking alcohol today. So then you end up with in a world where you can't actually enter into anywhere.
No, and see anybody.
You can't see anybody. So that's why our door is always open.
Yeah.
And as long as,
you can't access the support you need. So a lot of what we're, in terms of we're talking about there, is the ways in which you are creating trust, building relationships. Tell me a little bit in terms of adding to, in terms of what else do you feel creates trust between people?
I think it's just perhaps having that connection, isn't it?
It's about building a relationship, a friendship.
Friendship,
I know, obviously, we're here to provide a service, but you do have to have a certain amount of a relationship with people, don't you?
And you have to have empathy. You have to have empathy. You have to understand it from their point of view, you know, how they have experienced things in their lives that perhaps make them not trust people. You have to see it through the lens of trauma. How do they see this? How do they see a professional coming in? Does that trigger them? And I think it's a lot to think about, isn't it?
I think
it can take so much time.
Yeah. And one of the most important things is just not being judgmental and
absolutely
just have no judgment.
Do not tell people what to do. Don't pretend you know what they want, because at that time, they may not even know themselves. All they want possibly is a warm bed and a door. People are quite overwhelmed when you show them an ensuite room.
And are there any examples that you'd like to share about where that has happened?
We've brought people in, and if you show them an ensuite room, it's very overwhelming. For somebody who hasn't even had a bed, they can't get used to three meals a day. When you're homeless, you're going into a bin and you're putting in your pocket your food for the next week. And they actually find it quite overwhelming being brought into an environment that are provided with the things that we actually don't even think about, those basic things of heat, warmth, a room, running water. And it can be very overwhelming, people?
And for here, we do meals, don't we?
Yeah, you do meals.
We have some meals here. Then that helps build relationships and trust.
Because we all think that, good. Having a cup of tea with somebody is great. If you haven't been able to have a conversation with someone for a year, just somebody not even having a conversation, sitting next to you, drinking with you, can be very therapeutic for somebody. It can.
Say more about that.
If you think that you've had no engagement with somebody, nobody will let you in, you can't go and have a cup of coffee because you've been banned from places, you've been abused, you've been kicked. We've had stories of people being urinated on when they're homeless, and someone says, do you want to come in and sit and have a cup of coffee for me? That can be very overwhelming for somebody, and it can bring on a lot of emotions, the tears, because they have not seen that compassion. And that's quite sad, isn't it, to say, if I'm honest, in this day and age, that they have not been shown any humanity or any compassion In fact, it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is quite heartbreaking.
So,